This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a morning shift, Triple N. Got Mike Johnson. We got Dylon. We got Day-Day. Welcome back on this Fair or Foul
the
Friday.
The Rhyme Dragon. Day-Day, the Rhyme Dragon.
Hey, Hawks back in action tonight against the Clippers, looking for a fifth in a row. Bogey back in town, a little homecoming for him, coming off a 30-point night the other night. Clippers victory over Miami. Atlanta United. Messi coming to town on Sunday. It's going to be a 7 o'clock kick on Sunday night. Right here on Sports Radio 99.
Prime time action, baby. Prime time action.
And we are 13 days away from opening day.
Dylon, are you doing a show Sunday, right? Yeah, I heard you talking about that earlier.
I am. I'm actually leading up to Atlanta
That's
United
what I
coverage.
Thought. Yep. Boy.
You doing a 4-hour extravaganza?
4-hour extravaganza, the hometown take. 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Those things are
be there.
Those are long shows when you're
well
by yourself.
You're hydrated, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
That 4-hour monologue is a beast.
So you're shopping for shrubbery?
Dude.
What? Shrubbery?
Man,
please elaborate. Please elaborate now, Mike Johnson.
I was complaining to Rob. I was like, man, I'm getting so old. And I don't like, you know, people start asking me if I'm going to have a midlife crisis because I'm, you know, a couple of years away from 40. I don't feel that coming at all. But I will say that I was doing some yard work the other day and I saw this shrub. This is so old, dude. I saw this shrub on the way home and I was like, man, I really would like to have a couple of those in my front yard. And I started.
That's not old.
I know, but here's the thing. I couldn't figure out what kind it was. And you know, y'all know that there's like a trick with the iPhone pictures where you can look up and see what kind of tree it is.
Yeah,
right.
So I couldn't.
A lot of times they make you pay for that.
So I circled back and went. No, it's just actually in just the Apple iPhone Pictures app. I circled back and took a picture, and it didn't come up with the right tree. It was like this. You know, it's just.
Uh-oh.
So I've been and here's the way I've been searching for this, and this is such a my age kind of thing. I've been Googling shrub that looks like Krusty the Clown.
Oh my gosh.
And like I think I found it. It's like it's a juniper. But like I'm looking at my algorithm. Now every single ad that pops up is from the Tree Center.
Well,
Garden.
It'd be funny if you enter that search, shrub that, and then it fills it in for you. It looks like Krusty the Clown.
That's true. Yeah, no, it does. It's got like the plume is what they call it.
Yeah.
The things are going different ways.
Mike, I will tell you this though, it doesn't make you old because you enjoy good landscaping.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't make you old.
That's just man stuff.
I enjoy nice landscaping. I'm not old.
You know what I mean? That's what. Eventually, my era of life will move to Little League sports, probably, or whatever it is, and then eventually it'll move to empty nests and hitting the bar and whatever else, man. This is just the era I'm in, okay? So, but I'm just upset with myself that my algorithm has made so many significant.
Well, at least
changes.
You don't have a failed marriage under your belt.
You know what I mean? Like my algorithm is shrubs and Disney World. You know what I mean? So
a healthy search history.
I know.
Then, so at least you're.
I know. It's definitely cleaner than it used to be 2 years ago. I'll just say that.
All right. So pretty much the Falcons are thrifting. We kind of know that. Five defensive starters gone from a final game last year. Of course, Eddie Goldman, defensive tackle, signed with the Commanders. Lorenzo Carter, Matthew Judon, cornerback D. Alford. Justin Simmons remain on the free agency market, though. So there you go. And it's kind of a frustrated fan base, to say the least.
Yeah.
They wanted something sexy.
You know, I am unapologetically a positive sports fan. And I'm the kind of guy that in the off season, no matter what sport it is, I'm like, by the time opening day for whatever sport rolls back around, I'm ready to be hurt again. Like, I have my eyes on the trophy every year. So I'm
never lose your capacity to love, regardless.
Right. I'm unapologetically positive. Now, granted, I didn't grow up a Falcons fan. I was made a Falcons fan by being drafted here and loving the franchise and loving everything.
Who'd
about it.
Who'd you root for growing up?
Actually, the Miami Dolphins. Dan Marino era, you know what yeah. I mean? A lot of good things going on down there, and I was from Florida. And you didn't really root sense. For the Bucks back then, you know, in the mid-90s. So anyways, so I guess it upsets me to hear you saying the word, because it's true. It upsets me to hear you say the word they're thrifting, because it is so spot on. And it's unfortunate because I keep just waiting for the other shoe to drop. And you see all these things. And Falcons fans point at, and some other teams do, where they look at it and go, well, we're in cap hell. We're in no different situation than almost every other team when it comes to the cap. And yet there is other teams that move it around and push it around and kick a can.
Falcons are basically spending on the quarterback position what everybody else is. Because luckily you have your – Michael Penix is on a friendly rookie deal right now.
Right. But you look around just the division.
Yeah.
And you look – and, of course, now Carolina's not under that deal. They're still – they have straight-up rookie – quarterback, that's what they can. But you look around at some of the other teams in the NFL that even are paying their quarterbacks, and you look at some of the signings that they're making, and you're like, Jesus, like that looks like it's a lot of fun. You know what I mean? Like Son Reddick and, you know, other guys that are going to Justin Reed going to New Orleans, and you're like, oh.
Or even the Bears. Man. But the Bears win the offseason every year and it just doesn't pay off in the regular season.
Well, though, the Bears fit in that rookie window with Caleb Williams. How about the Vikings? The Vikings, they fit in the rookie quarterback window now. They didn't bring Sam Darnold back, and now they're like, okay, full speed ahead. Let's get Ryan
Kelly. Get Hargrave and Jonathan Allen?
Yeah, they got both those guys. Two offensive linemen from Indianapolis.
Yep.
And so they're moving full speed ahead, you know, with building the trenches and doing things kind of in the way that Philadelphia did with a young Jalen Hurts. And eventually, you know, if that works out, you pay J.J. McCarthy and you have to make moves from there. But thrifting is such a good word because it's exactly what the Falcons are doing. And I keep getting questions about certain players. And, you know, we talked about David Andrews earlier. This guy's available. That guy's available. It's like, yeah, I'm interested in all of them at the right price point.
The right price.
And it does get a little bit old saying that because you just
But that's
hope.
The reality of it.
Yeah, but don't you just hope? And this is why I think every Trey Hendrickson, because it's like move around the pieces. Extend Caden and Jesse. Do whatever and make sure that you push the money to next year if you have to. Trade the draft pick. Make it happen. Just seems like more times than not. And I guess last year was a little bit of an outlier because we were all excited about Kirk Cousins at this point last year.
We absolutely right?
We were over the moon.
Then got we had Kirktober.
Got your quarterback.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 6 weeks later, you get Michael Penix in the fold. And that, you know, left us scratching our head and asking a lot of questions. But I'm a little bit over the thrifting part of it. I want to see the splash, man. I want to see the big name. And I especially want to see the output and the development. It comes along with, you know, having young, talented
people. I mean, Leonard Floyd, nice. It'd be nice to have Leonard Floyd
sure.
6 years ago.
Sure. Well, yeah, that too. And, you know, even then, there was a lot of wide receivers, aging wide receivers on the market. There was a lot of veteran pass rushers on the market.
Yeah.
You know, Khalil Mack went back. Bosa's up. Just they started getting picked off the market, and we landed with Leonard Floyd. And it made sense. For the price point, it makes a lot of sense. You know, familiarity with Raheem. Being out in LA for a couple years.
What was Bosa still Buffalo? Was it a 1 year?
1 year 12.
Yeah, that's right, because, you know, he can't stay on the field.
Right. And look, same role they used Von Miller a year ago, where he'll be a DPA, DPR, I'm sorry, designated pass rusher. And, you know, they'll go from there. I will say this, and I think this is how we have to kind of caution Falcons fans a little bit. We are thrifting, but it's not like we're not bringing in players. We're being very careful and trying to find some level of familiarity. But I also am glad that the Falcons are not the team that chases the big name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it sounds cooler when you sign Hassan Reddick than maybe it'll end up being. To your point about Joey Bosa, it's like, oh, Joey Bosa. Might not end up being that cool. You know what I mean?
Well, he played 18 games last 3 years, something.
Yeah,
something crazy.
I mean, I
like
think
that.
In his last 2 years, he's, you know, Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack both played against the Falcons last year.
Mm-hmm.
You remember those games for them?
No.
Not really.
Not really?
No.
That's a good point.
And so it just is what it is, man. And you continue to develop, continue to build. I just at some point just, you know, love to be just dancing in the streets over
just
something.
Just something.
You know
something
what I mean?
To really hang our hat on. I mean, Divine Diablo, okay, yay.
Here's the question I'll be asking myself over the next 6 weeks as we build up to the draft. If the feel in the front office is that, like, next year starts your window, let's just say you don't sign another free agent this year, right? And you go to the draft and you draft and you don't trade any picks and you draft your guys and you get first, second, fourth or whatever it is, and then 2 7s. Is it possible that Terry is kicking the can too far down the road for his own good? Like, if Terry doesn't sign another free agent this year and you don't go to the playoffs this season, he's got to be gone, right? Like, Terry's job is in jeopardy at that point.
Perhaps a dumb question, but is he suffering from PTSD over the Kirk Cousins thing where I got to be careful in free agency not to overspend and get stuck with someone that might be?
I don't know, man. See, I I'm in the middle on Kirk Cousins. Like I said, I'm a perpetually positive Falcons fan. Kirk Cousins was good until he wasn't.
Until he wasn't.
We're talking about the two-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Kirktober, baby.
In a matter of 9 weeks. That's what he was. And then he just wasn't. And so I hope that's not what's going on with Terry. And I like Terry, man. I think people forget some of the other moves that Terry's made. Matthew Bergeron has started every game since they traded up and drafted him. Ruko Roro in his limited time last year showed massive flashes.
You got to remember, he was a healthy scratch early part of the season. Then he missed 4 weeks with an injury. Yeah. Then you started
to blossom. I think, look, people talk about Arnold Ebiketie. He's kind of a lightning rod with this franchise. He's not awful. No. I mean, he's serviceable, 6.5 sacks a year, whatever it may be. So, again, development goes a lot.
Isn't that a little better than serviceable, though?
I think so. Yeah. I think Arnold Ebiketie is a B-level player right now.
Competent pro.
Would I love an A? Yes. Do you need an A at that position to win long-term? Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
And so, like I said, but, you know, to see him opposite of an A-level pass rusher, he'd be even better. And that's what you hope you're getting. So, I don't know, man. I just, like, my fear is that we keep talking about when Kirk comes off the books. I just don't believe you have to wait till then. You can structure these contracts in a way, like we've said, that can bring you a free agent now. But if you're talking about, oh, well, next year the window's open, that might be too late for this front office. You know what I mean? That might be too late for gone. Terry to say, hey, man.
They got to win this year.
They do. And that's what the question was posed to me 2 days ago. How are you better right now than you were at this point a year ago? And I have no answer to that.
You're in flux. You don't know.
Don't know.
You do not. You are in total flux right now.
We were massive believers in Kirk. We had a first-round pick coming up that we thought would go to an edge rusher.
Yeah.
We didn't. We ended up getting Judon way later down the road and Justin Simmons way later down the road. But at this point a year ago, but Darnell Mooney, I guess, would be your biggest, in retrospect, your biggest impact signing from last year's offseason class. But, yeah, I don't know. I can't positively say that we're in a better spot now than we were a year ago.
Well, maybe your coordinator's better. You can coach the guys up that you do have and whatever you supplement it with going forward.
Yeah, well, and again, but we kind of had that thought. Remember, we had not seen Jimmy Lake's defense to this point last year, a year ago. We knew that he was going to be the coordinator, but we didn't know what that looked like.
Well, he even dropped me into coverage.
Yeah.
That's what Jimmy Lake did.
It's either rushing 8 or dropping 11.
Yeah. I'm tired of covering. I don't know, man.
But, yeah, it's look, I'm gonna keep it positive. The term thrifting is it caught me off guard, but
it's frustratingly so accurate, isn't it?
So true, man.
But it's so frustrating when you see all these other teams being so aggressive.
That's it. That's what it is for me. You're like, man, I just want to be that squad. I just want to be that squad.
I mean, you have the best division of football, the NFC, with the Packers and the Bears and Vikings. They're not standing pat by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. They've been aggressive.
The Bears have been able to be aggressive, though, and I don't know that I would trade the years that they've had where they've sucked
with
the years of aggression and free agency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you really still don't even know what you have.
Nope.
So we'll see how that works out.
See, Alameda Zacchaeus ends up with the Bears. You remember how well he played against the Falcons last year? That was like a reckoning.
He has had some really an incredibly good career.
Yeah.
When you look at what he's
4 years with the Falcons, one with the Eagles, one with DC, and that game against the Falcons last year on the 29th.
He's a beast.
8 catches, 85 yards, a touchdown. He was playing with his hair on fire against Falcons. He wanted to send a little message.
He's a Jesse.
Yep. Well, all right. Are we going in the huddle next? Is that what we're doing?
You already know.
But I'm looking ahead to Fair Foul Friday. And I asked Dylan, do you have some good stuff? He goes, I have the best.
I have the best.
We didn't say stuff, though.
That's right. Like that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to that. It's morning shift. Going to the huddle next. Sports Radio 1990.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. Welcome back to the morning shift, Triple N. It's just Mike and me. Sorry, brought to you by Zero Res. Our brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Yeah, shout out to a buddy, friend of the show, Jake Major, who hit me up on Twitter, made me feel old. He's like, man, he's he does yard work and things like that. He's like, show me a picture of the shrub you need. I got you. And I was like, oh, it's this. And he was like, yeah. So he identifies the plant. And he was like, I was expecting something way cooler. This is definitely an old man shrub.
I think one of the
I was like, yo.
Here's why I know God exists, because there was a show. I was doing a show on the weekends. This is probably 5-6 years ago. And I had the worst toothache. It was, you know, it's debilitating how bad the level
just
of pain.
Pulsing in your mouth.
Scale of 1 to 10 is like a 17. And I'm working with Harper LaBelle, former Falcon.
Yeah, love Harper.
And I just stop mid-segment and go, if there's a dentist out there, please call. And guess what? A dentist called. Guess where his office was? 6th floor of this building.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And he was like, come on down.
Right after the show.
You're kidding me.
He saw me. Yeah.
Got that tooth.
Did
you have it pulled or was it just drilled?
Yeah, root canal.
Oh.
Yeah, good times. But how miraculous is that, though? I just threw a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And a dentist who happened to work in this building, he drove in, and I wish I remembered his name. That was just, that was divine intervention, my friend.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Yeah, Jake helped me identify the sea green juniper is what we're looking for.
So. Sea green juniper. That's the
That's the
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, I said Krusty the Clown. It might be Sideshow
Krusty
Bob.
Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, man, the plume, if you will. But yeah, I am old. That's all right.
All right, let's go in the huddle. You know, I think the 49ers are kind of a fascinating thing. Made the Super Bowl 2 years ago last year, did not even make the playoffs. So what do? They basically gutted their roster.
Yeah.
I mean, they sent the cleaning crew away. Everybody, landscapers, all of them.
Yeah, they're they're gearing up for whatever Brock Purdy is going to do and a couple of other pieces. But look, man, they are a team that is built off of Kyle Shanahan and his belief that he can make just about anybody good. And you know what? For the most part, I tend to believe him when he's got good players. And obviously, they'll be without Debo. You wonder if Christian McCaffrey will stay healthy. But, yeah, man, they're a team that operates and revolves around Kyle Shanahan, and that's kind of what their identity is. And until I'm proven otherwise and I'm Kyle Shanahan, I will continue to move pieces and get young, hungry players in place.
They got 11 picks in this draft.
They drafted Ricky Pearsall last year.
Yep. And he got shot.
Yeah, I think Trent Williams did agree to come back to the 49ers this year, who's Hall of Fame left tackle. Yeah, they've got pieces. They've got some defensive pieces. But, yeah, I mean, they are going to remake that roster and find guys that can kind of grow with one another. I don't know what they are in the immediate future, but you never know with Kyle Shanahan. He's had, obviously, an immense amount of very talented coordinators that, that have kind of come off that tree. So we'll see what happens with that team moving forward.
Well, you talk about Brock Purdy. There's probably 35 college players making more money than Brock Purdy doing NIL, man. It's crazy.
Seriously.
It's an upside-down world we live in.
It is nuts. And I always love the videos of Brock Purdy, when he's back home and he's, what is he from? Nebraska or I can't remember where his hometown is. But he's driving the tractor, and just doing the whole Brock Purdy thing. And I'm like, dude, you're a beast. I like that guy.
Let's see elsewhere. David Andrews, no longer a New England Patriot, 32 years old, went undrafted, started week one. He's been a stalwart on that team, won a couple of Super Bowls too, coming off a shoulder surgery. I forgot his uncle's Dan Reeves.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Uncle Dan.
Good player. Again, I've had a number of questions. We talked about this a little bit earlier. I've had a number of questions about, is there a fit with the Atlanta Falcons? He grew up an Atlanta Falcons fan from talking
to
people.
Went to Wesleyan, yeah.
Has a house just outside of Atlanta and some property and still
lives
around the area. I don't know him personally, no, but we have a few people in common that been able to talk to. So I don't think he fits schematically what the Falcons are currently up front.
Yep.
And here's the caveat to that. I wish the Falcons did things a little bit differently up front. I mean, it's just, I'm like, he doesn't currently fit what Dwayne Ledford does with this running game.
Yeah.
But I wish he did. I wish we did have a couple of gap schemes involved in there, a couple of the, downhill north and south running plays that he is good at blocking. I don't know what's left in the tank for him. I don't even know if, because of some of his injuries last year, how much he even wants to play this year. But he's a guy that I think could serve well on a team and obviously has had one heck of a career coming out of Georgia. So kudos to him. Either way, no matter what happens, happy for the guy that, he's had a heck of a run.
And, of course, we got a little beef. DeMarcus Lawrence leaves the Cowboys for the Seahawks. Quote, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there in Dallas and Micah Parsons.
Yeah. That's And again,
change of scenery is good, but Dallas is my home. I'm forever going to be there, but I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So, yeah.
It's funny, man, because Dez Bryant, let me see who that was that actually tweeted us the Dez Bryant stuff. Our buddy Brandon Mincy. He brought up what Dez Bryant had to say about the topic, and Dez Bryant says, well, how did he take whenever they're not in a position to win? We all love the Cowboys, but let's stop being delusional. He sounded like you did. Like, Dez Bryant's like, where's the lie?
Where's the lie, man?
I love the Cowboys, bro, but y'all ain't winning no Super Bowl. Again, I will double down and say, neither are the Seahawks. I don't know what DeMarcus Lawrence is talking about, man. That's an uphill climb as well, buddy. Hey, talking about teams that just got gutted.
Yeah.
That team just got gutted in Seattle. So, we'll see what Centennial High School zone Mike McDonald's able to pull off up there.
Well, Sam Darnold, what's that going to be like? Different scheme. A limited offensive line as well. I mean, did he kind of peak last year? And, of course, we saw what happened. Everything, the bottom fell out at the end of the season.
Yeah, and here's the thing about that. When you look at Sam Darnold, I think that Seattle and Mike McDonald want to be what Minnesota is.
Yeah.
A running team with a good offensive line that can rush the passer and that can utilize the play action. Last year under Ryan Grubb, I'll never forget this, because Ryan Grubb was coordinator last year. He's now at Alabama with Kalen DeBoer. And going into the Falcons game, they were coming off a game in Seattle where they had 7 rushing attempts. And everybody that's asked me from Alabama, like, hey, what do you know about Ryan Grubb? I'm like, you're not going to like this. But he loves to throw the ball. Yeah. I mean, it is like mid-90s Steve Spurrier fun and gun. You know what I mean? So,
wait, who's the heir apparent at quarterback at Alabama this year?
It's a good question. It's Ty Simpson, right, and a couple of other, Austin Mack, Keelan Russell, who's the signee. So they don't really know. But so Ty Simpson the is air. The front runner at this point. So
how you feel about that?
Not great, to be quite honest with you. Hopefully I'm surprised, and it feels a lot like the situation last year where Graham Mertz was at Florida, and it was like, how soon can we get to the freshman? Like, that's what I feel like right now. I'm sure Ty Simpson's awesome. Great, high football IQ, very understanding of what needs to be done. Okay. But is he that guy? You know, I don't know. And a lot of times, you know this as well as I do, when there's not one guy, there's usually not a guy. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, when there's not somebody that you're like, easy pick, you're like,
if you have two
man.
Quarterbacks, that means you have no quarterback.
Yeah, it's the old Bobby Bowden.
The old Bobby Bowden thing.
Who was it? Xavier Lee and I can't remember who it was with Xavier Lee back in the mid-2000s.
Yes.
Like, you got two? Probably don't have one.
Don't have one.
Maybe it was Christian Ponder. I don't know. I can't remember.
Might have been. And, of course, the other day, you got to give Arthur Blank credit, though. He does listen to the fan base because there's always been chirping about, you know, there's a pretty good program just about 60 miles up the road. How come you guys seem to ignore that? So what do the Falcons do? They send, what, 22 people up there to Athens for the pro day.
Yeah, what did Rusty tell us? The next biggest contingent was, like, Minnesota with 5.
5.
Yeah. And it makes sense. I'm just – what's funny about it to me is I'm just picturing, like, 3 Sprinter vans coming around the corner towards Sanford Stadium, you know, with, like, 3 drivers.
Or in the Falcons' case, a Volkswagen filled with clowns.
They all stopped at the Quick Trip parking lot and got out for a bathroom break midway down the, you know. Like, it's, one of the scouts walks out with a slushy, the other one with a couple of Slim Jims.
Hey, man, the Quick Trip hot dog's underrated.
Look.
Just saying.
Hey, the Quick Trip pizza.
Not bad.
Extremely underrated.
Underrated.
The old QT kitchen.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. If
y'all nice little, what, $6 that, little individual pizza. Not bad at all.
And the best part about the QT kitchen, the top of the pizza box, it's perforated so you can tear it into 4 pieces and use them as plates.
Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't realize that hack.
Isn't it? Like, what a hack, dude.
That's fantastic. Great stuff. It's like the Chinese food box. You can fold it out into a plate.
Dude.
But I like eating it out of the bucket, though. That's
I can't do it with chopsticks like some people. But, yeah, I'm all about that life.
Dylan, I'm excited about Fair Foul Friday, my friend.
You know what I mean? Hey, no pressure or anything. You got that crazy look in your eye, though. You know what I mean? You got that crazy look in his
eye. Hey, I'm really ready. Hey, you know what? Matter of fact, since you guys were so nice about it, I'm going to give you a little teaser one. You ready for this?
Oh, okay. Ooh. Tease me.
Falcons are a Super Bowl contender if they land Trey Hendrickson. Falcons are a Super Bowl contender if they land Trey Hendrickson.
That's quite the tease, man. That's like a just the tip
as
a tease.
As Mike Johnson would say it, don't answer it, but think about it.
Okay. We're gonna think. And then Fair Foul Friday. Fair Foul next, Sports Radio 99 again. Welcome back. Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. We got Mike. We got Day-Day. We got Dylon. Let's get to it, man. This is the greatest day of the week.
Hey, massage the thing a little bit.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, got to get in. No foreplay. No foreplay. Just get right after it.
Every now and then.
Get right after it.
Don't just, you know, go.
I'm so glad
we don't have cameras live in here. My hand motion. I was like, you just don't just plow in there, you know? You gotta beat around the bush a little. Before we get there, because this is something I want to bring up. Shedeur Sanders on Mel Kiper's latest board is rated as the number one quarterback. So Mel Kiper is ranking Shedeur Sanders ahead of Cam Ward in his latest ranking. Now I don't know if that extends all the way to his mock. I'm assuming it does if that's where he's got him ranked at. But that's going to be interesting because we led off the show and I was like, there's a guy from CBS Sports that had Shedeur falling behind Jackson Dart at the end of the first round.
I mean, who knows, man? It's such an inexact science.
Well, and that's where I want to go real quick. Just 2 minutes before we get to mic'd up. If Shedeur Sanders was drafted to the Saints this year, does it make you feel any way good or bad? Does it make you like, I'm not scared of Shedeur Sanders in the future? If he's a Saints quarterback, then fine. Or are you like, good, Glad they got Scherzer.
The jury's out on him. I know he gets it. You know, he's kind of polarizing because of who his dad is. That's all it is.
Sure.
The hubris and arrogance always of his father, but I've always loved Deion Sanders.
He brought that, and he brought that up in his combine speech. He was like, look, we're used to having that spotlight.
Yeah. Okay.
I do love the fact that Shadur is unapologetically him. Here's the thing. Here's the caveat I'll throw in there. If there is some front office personnel that doesn't like that version of him, I don't blame them either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's okay.
If you don't want to work with a guy who is you know, brash and, slightly arrogant, then that's fine too.
The thing I always heard about Deion was, and Harper LaBelle says this, when he played with Deion with the Falcons, that greatest teammate imaginable. You have the public persona.
Yeah.
And I remember interviewing Deion back when he was with the Braves. He would sit there and put all of his stuff on and get into character as prime time.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, for sure.
That'd be his public persona. Great teammate.
It's like
I would imagine the same
like
about Shadur.
Yeah. That may be true. And, you know, they've had, look, man, they used to be, when Shadur was like 13, they were on like a reality show.
Yeah.
You know, you still see
that's
clips
right.
Of
that's
that.
Right.
It's crazy. But look, if he does go to the Saints, I think it would behoove him to sit behind Derek Carr for a year, because I think that would be the situation because of the money, and then you know, hit the ground running in 2026.
Hey, good for them. They made Colorado football sexy. I watch Colorado games because of that.
I give Deion a ton of credit.
Absolutely.
Whether or not you like the guy, he has, and I'll be the first one to say it, I hated the way he went about his business when he got there.
Oh, yeah.
The whole
yeah.
Louis thing.
Yeah.
Because I've been in those shoes before, those kids.
Yeah.
And if Nick Saban had walked into Alabama and said, hey, we're bringing in Louis, I'd have been like, all right, well, I guess I should probably transfer.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Had not started at that point. So hated that, but you got to give the guy credit
for what
he's
doing. That's the P.T. Barnum in him, you know?
Yeah.
That's all. But yeah, that was kind of inartful, but you know.
Anyways, Dylon, let's roll. Before we unleash the mad dog that is Dylon Matthews, I got to remind you that this Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. They are in full swing with the college basketball madness right now. I saw a lot of that yesterday. But, yeah, go hit your local Buffalo's Cafe because they got good chicken wings, unlike QT, I guess. But anyways, that's a topic for another day.
Fellas, I have a plethora of Fair Foul Friday questions for you, and I'm very excited, just like you are as well. We will get to the one that I teased about whether or not the Falcons are Super Bowl contenders if they land Trey Hendrickson. I want to start with this one, though, because today is National Pie Day. Can't forget about that.
There's always some national day for something.
But today's like a legit
one,
though.
P.I. Okay.
Like, because, you know, the start of pie is 3.14.
Oh, I get it, because it's 314.
Yeah,
right.
So
it's March 14th.
Today's a legit national day. But to your point, Rob Tribble, yes, there are a bunch of just crazy national days every day. Fair or foul, pie, the food pie, is a top five dessert. Rob Tribble, we'll start with you.
Oh, fair. Absolutely.
Just to list off, you got ice cream.
Is tiramisu considered a pie?
No,
I think that's more like cake than anything, right?
It's more of a...
Or
yeah, I guess it is. I love tiramisu.
You know?
Tiramisu
is very good.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, you got ice cream, you got cookies, frozen yogurt, cobblers, cupcakes.
Top five, absolutely.
Okay,
top five.
The top three, maybe not, but I love pie.
Yeah, let me think. I got. You know, there's cake in there. I got bread pudding. No, you know what? I almost forgot about pecan pie. Definitely top five for pecan pie. You can't not select pecan pie in the top five. So yes, I will say top.
Hot
I'm
apple
with you.
Pie with melting vanilla ice cream.
Maybe Ooh. Not top three, but definitely top five if you include pecan.
All right, I love it. All right, let's get to the one I teased now. Since we have plenty of time for it. Fair or foul. Falcons are a Super Bowl contender if they land Trey Hendrickson. Mike, we'll start with you this time.
No, and I hate saying that, but the answer is no. You have to land. There's still question marks. Are you telling me if you land Trey Hendrickson that you're moving forward with DeMarco Helms at safety? Can't do it, right? Richie Grant's not here. Justin Simmons won't be here. You have to find a safety. You obviously think you've addressed other pieces on the defense, but look, I think that it's a massive step in making a playoff run. Do I think that they're still at the level of the Eagles, the Chiefs, you know, whoever else you want to throw out there, the Lions? No, I can't say that for certain yet, but I do think that they would be on the right track. There's still just so many names, so many players left to develop in that front seven that it's hard for me to kind of make that leap from going non-playoff all the way to Super Bowl contender.
The romantic in me, I'm just going to say yes.
Ooh.
Wishful thinking. because I just want it to be true so badly, so maybe I'm speaking it into existence.
Put in the atmosphere.
But yeah, but clearly his argument is far more compelling than mine, but that's just me as a Falcon fan.
We just talked about this, man. I try to always keep the positive outlook on the Atlanta Falcons, look for the upside, but as things stand, on particularly on our defensive interior, and obviously Trey Hendrickson changes the edge, but on the interior, I just don't know. Dorlus hasn't even barely played.
I know.
Neither is Rook. Braylon and Eddie
Trice,
Goldman's not here.
Either, yeah.
And nobody's here anymore. So we'll see, man. But that is a very important position when you talk about making Super Bowl runs. The interior of a defensive line is way up there. I don't know that we're there just yet.
We'll get back to the NFL in just a minute here. But, Rob, earlier you were talking about how – I forgot the name that you said, but a young girl of yours that you had a special moment with, a kiss with at a skating rink. She tried to ruin your reputation as a kisser.
No, it was a friend.
Oh, it was a friend.
A girl that I knew because I was kissing a girl from another school, and she saw me kissing that girl and said, he looks stupid kissing.
Well, I say all that to say, and I relive that moment, because fair or foul, you enjoyed your first kiss. A lot of people's first kiss are bad, but fair or foul, you enjoyed your first kiss.
The idea of it, because it was like a milestone.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of where or how old I was when I had mine. I would have been like mid-middle school. And, I mean, you want to talk about the pulse just racing. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, your heart is pounding out of your chest.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I had the Komodo dragon tongue, but, you know, I got through it.
She is the baddest chick alive. You know, I don't even remember. I'm trying to think. Like, you know, 12-year-old Jenny. Is the baddest chick alive.
But, first love.
I think I enjoyed mine, I want to say. Yeah, I think I did. I was on somebody's front porch, a friend's house. Yeah, remember that? Like it was yesterday.
There you go. Solid. All right, let's get back to the NFL. Apparently, after the Cowboys, we talked about him a little bit, the Cowboys signing Miles Sanders to a one-year deal. Apparently now they are working on a deal with Cooper Kupp, according to Adam Schefter. Fair foul, the Cowboys is a good fit for Cooper Kupp. Rob, we'll start with you.
Fair. He's still serviceable. I mean, what is he, 32, 33 now?
Around that.
He did have that triple crown year. He's still a quality receiver. I don't think he's necessarily game breaker like he once was, but yeah, sure. Why not?
Man.
You need more than one.
I tend to agree with you. I think for Cooper Kupp, it's a better fit than probably for the Dallas Cowboys.
Kupp is 31, by the way.
Yeah, I think that Cooper Kupp, that's a great landing spot for him. It's a offensive-minded head coach with an established quarterback and other weapons that you're going to be able to utilize around you. For the Cowboys, though, if I'm a Cowboys fan and I want to be a negative person, which some Cowboys fans are now because it's been a quarter century, more than that, since you've been good, I would say that they have had so many injuries on that team over the last couple of years, specifically on defense, but on offense as well. I mean, you can point at Dak last year that happened in Atlanta. That, you know, adding another guy who has not been healthy in a couple of years is probably not as sexy as it might sound when you look at the name. We brought this up about edge rushers earlier. I want guys that actually come in and produce more than I want a name. Yeah. But I think that it's a good landing spot for him. So I'll say it's probably fair that that's a good spot.
All right. We'll get back to the NFL again in just a second. But first, let's go to the hardwood and talk about the Atlanta Hawks. Bogey is returning tonight. Y'all talked about it earlier. Fair foul, Bogey has 20 points or more tonight. 20 or more for Bogey tonight. Mike, we'll start with you.
Fair, and I have nothing statistically that's going to back me up that says that that's going to happen.
Just a feel.
But having been the Hawks fan, that it seems like that just happens. You know, it just, I don't know what it is, man. It just feels like, and this is not true, but this is what it feels like. When Al Horford comes in the building, he makes an impact. When other players come in the building, they make an impact. There will be an impact from Bogey tonight. Will it be 20? Maybe. But the Hawks fan in me says, yes, that's fair.
Well, judging from what he used to do with the Hawks, if he had a 30-point night, that means the next game he sits out with back spasms. So I'm going to say foul.
All right, back to the NFL one final time. Joe Flacco, fair foul, will be a starting QB this upcoming season. He's getting looks at the Giants, and, you know, he's been a name out there along with Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. So, Rob, we'll start with you. Fair foul, Joe Flacco will be a starting QB this season.
I'll say fair.
Yeah.
There's still something left in the tank, certainly, right?
Look good with Cleveland.
I will say, let me throw this piece of nuance and caveat in with my answer. Not week one, but by week 10.
Yeah.
Not week one, but
that makes sense.
And the numbers, look, if you look at the last, I don't know, 5 years, the average numbers have been like 63 starting quarterbacks in the NFL per season. Look, and that's why Joe Flacco has come to fruition and had this kind of second chapter of his career.
That's why they pulled him off his couch.
Right. That's why he's had this second chapter, and that's why he's getting looks right now. So will he be a starting quarterback week one? No. No, man. Somebody's going to have a plan A. He ain't going to be it. But Joe Flacco, by week 10, he'll be plugged in somewhere. You'll see Joe Flacco slinging around. Joe Flacco throws for 280 and three tuds and a pick. And, so-and-so had an upset win, whoever it is. But no, week one, I'd say it's foul. But yeah, some point.
Let me end on a Falcons note here on Fair Foul Friday. Fair Foul, the Falcons will draft a Georgia player in one of the first three rounds. I know they have a third round pick, but maybe they trade back and get a third or some sort. So just putting that out there. Fair Foul, Falcons will draft a Georgia player in one of the first three rounds. Mike, we'll start with you.
You know what's funny is I'm going to start with foul.
Uh-huh.
But the Falcons always seem to zig when everybody else is zagging. So I'm gonna actually flip my way around and say it's fair. Just when I've gone on a limb and talked about how good Ryan Neusel can be, they'll go and draft Jared Wilson in the second round, and they'll make me look stupid. So, yeah, I'll throw that out there. I'll say, yeah, hey, bring one of them Bulldogs home. I like it.
I'll say foul. They already gave the lip service to the appearance of doing due diligence by visiting Athens on the pro day with that massive amount of people, 22 in total, but I'll say foul, they won't.
Yeah, Terry will be afterwards talking about ethos and fit and everything like that, and yeah, that's where we'll be. Yeah.
There you go. That's Fair Foul Friday.
Nice job,
thanks for playing. On.
Nice work, buddy.
All right. What is your ethos and fit? We're doing a wake-up call, aren't we? 404-726-0929. You can give us a wake-up call about anything, and I will dial the hill about
questions.
The QT pizza.
A little morning mailbag, if you will.
Morning mailbag. Why not?
There you go.
Graham McCauley coming up at 8:20. Going to talk Braves. Got a lot of questions, pitching-wise, especially for the Braves. And then I'll have a Life of Trib coming up at 8:40. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm going to figure something. I'll cobble something together.
Zig when everybody else zags,
that's
Rob.
It's the ethos. Sports Radio 99 game.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.